As we speak now, we're here on the ferry making our way to the Isle of Wight. And I must point out, just before we go any further, whilst walking up the stairs... We actually fell up the stairs. First of all, I went. Fraser laughed, which made him go as well. And just before that, David said, be careful here on these steps because they are very steep.
No, but I was eating a biscuit in the process, so I kind of fell and then I pushed the biscuit into my mouth.
A slight concern, my knee's throbbing, which isn't very good when in a few hours we will be starting our charity walk. Now, I'll hand over to David Peak because all I can see is darkness whilst at the front of the ferry. I'm hoping that David can spread some light on it.
Well, I don't know about light, but I can describe what we're looking at. So looking dead ahead, we can see a couple of vertical lines of red lights, which I'd guess I would say is the power station at Cowes and the transmitter pretty much in the middle of the island. To the right of that, there's a load of sodium yellow street lights, which are in the town of Yarmouth, which is where we're heading for on this ferry.
Now, I must point out that one thing I've always thought is that the south is a little bit more warm and more cheerful than the north is. But at the minute, it seems quite the opposite, where it was fairly nice at home and we've come here and it's raining. The temperature's not too bad. Will it keep up like this or will we have some lovely sunshine?
Well, there's no accounting for a bit of overnight rain, but the forecast is quite decent for the next few days, and we're probably expecting the best sunshine out of the first half of the week anyway on Tuesday, when we will be arriving at the end of the day, hopefully, in Cowes, where the world-famous Cowes Regatta is taking place, Cowes Week.
You heard it here first, the weather will be nice. That's it from us until the morning when we start our walk. I think we're all pretty tired, but very excited for the task ahead. Here we are then, day one of the walk. We're currently at Ventnor, which is the beginning of the walk, the starting line. We're walking 11 miles today, and thankfully, the weather, we've really been blessed with it. It's glorious. How are you feeling for the challenge ahead?
I'm excited, but slightly tired.
Slightly tired already?
Yeah, already.
And we've only walked from David's house to the beach.
Yes.
Which was probably a 5-minute walk, if that.
Probably less.
You've got 11 miles left.
Yeah, I'm a little bit worried about that, I'm going to be honest.
And something which is more worrying, I've forgotten my hat, I haven't got sun cream on, so by the time you hear from me next, I'll probably be crispy on the outside and underdone in the middle. The next time you hear from us, we'll be halfway there. We're here at the nearly halfway mark at Shanklin on the seafront. It's very lovely here, and we're at the seaside. We're a few metres away from the sand. I'm tempted to build a sandcastle.
I wouldn't. We have a lot of walking to do yet.
We have, and I'll be honest with you, I'm actually feeling it, which I didn't think I would be, because last year we were just walking. So this year we were slightly more confident, but now my legs are aching. I've got no blisters, thankfully. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling all right. I'm a little bit tired because I did quite a lot of hill walking this morning. But, you know, I'm keeping calm. It's going to be good.
And the next time you hear from us, we'll be a little bit further to the finish mark for today. We've finally finished. We've walked 11 miles. We're here at a place called Benbridge, which has just had a new lifeboat station opened up. And it's being officially opened by a royal visitor, the Princess Anne. It's a shame we'll miss that, because I've always thought that me and royalty go hand in hand. We've got an even longer stage tomorrow, which we have to do. How are you feeling about that?
I'm nervous, to be honest, but I think it'll be funny. I mean, today we had, 4 miles or so, and, you know, we all played a game and we got through it quite quickly, I thought. And also, we've been stopping off. We've been having a few drinks, so it's been nice. It's been good, hasn't it?
Water, by the way, those drinks are. My feet are aching. I'm really ready for something to eat. I've just been informed that we're going for fish and chips. The next time you hear from us will be tomorrow on day 2 of the Isle of Wight walk.